Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you on this very last day of 2015. This is New Year's Eve for 2016. We're going to go right into 2016 a little after midnight tonight. And we're saying goodbye to 2015. But 2015 hasn't been a great year for me personally or here at the business. And I hope that 2016 will improve, but I wish for you much happiness, good health, and prosperity for the new year to come, and I wish for our nation liberty. I'm going to open the phone lines up, and if you have a New Year's resolution or a New Year's wish that you would like to put out there to America, to your friends, to your family, to your loved ones, or to your neighbors, you just give me a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, I got an article yesterday that I'm going to share here in just a little bit, and I got to thinking, and it was about the state of California. Something that's going on there that is not good. Not good at all. But I thought, you know, we've been talking about loyalties this and loyalties that. And I got to thinking about our states. All 50 states, all supposed to be sovereign. And I thought, we've all got state flowers, state trees, state motto, state this, state that. State color, state birds, and every state is known for something different. Now, that's something we studied when I was a kid. I know that a long time ago. When I was a kid in grade school, the different natural resources or the industries of each state. Well, I'm not going to get into that because I can't remember it, and it probably has changed a little bit since I was in grade school. But I got to thinking about the mottos. And I really wanted to look up the state motto for California because of their craziness that I'm going to share an article here in a little bit. It has to do with our Second Amendment. But I looked at Missouri's. And, of course, we all know the Show Me State, and that appears on our license plate. But it's also where the river runs. And right now, Missouri and some other states are having a very wet and wild beginning of 2016. Many have lost their homes due to the floods. The highways and the streets and the roads are either underwater or totally ruined by the water. I-44 is totally tore up. And we remember how this happened in 1993. And again, in another year, there was some more flooding, and I believe that was 2013. And many of these areas were to receive FEMA assistance back then in 2013. I believe that's the date, the year. And that never came. And now they've been hit again. And it's very critical. It's very serious for many families here in the state of Missouri. And I would assume in some of our surrounding states. The rivers, they're full. And they have no place to go. The water has no place to go. So I thought it was kind of ironic when I had this idea to look it up for California, the state, and I look at Missouri and it says where the river runs. Where the river runs. Right now that river's running everywhere. Out of its banks, across highways, taking homes, taking farms, taking businesses, destroying livelihoods. And there has been life taken as well. So as we enter into 2016, we definitely want to pray for all those who are experiencing this and having to deal with it and waiting for the cleanup. They can't clean up yet. And they say it's going to get higher yet. It's going to get worse. So we shall see. 1993 was the year of the flood. We remember that here in the state of Missouri, and it was bad. I had a son getting married that weekend. The last weekend of July was when it was cresting. There was very little way to get up north of the river. And I kidded him about, couldn't you have at least married a girl that was south of the river instead of north of the river, on our side of the river? But all went well. We made it, and everyone else made it, mostly. There were a few that couldn't make it. But where the river runs is the Missouri motto, along with the Show Me State, which appears on the license plate. But the state of California, theirs has nothing to do with what I'm going to bring to you, but I thought it would. Eureka! It's one of their mottos, and of course, the Golden State is what is on their license plate. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Second Amendment. I have several articles in regards to that. But California, I have two different articles about California. One has to do with guns, and the other has to do with education. Well, it would seem that those in California have resolved to be stupid. I don't know how else to put it. But in California now, they've got a law, it's beginning January 1st, that students won't have to pass high school to receive a diploma. They don't have to pass high school to receive a diploma. Now, where is the logic in that? So why bother going to school? Why spend all that money on those public schools if it means nothing? You don't have to pass high school to receive a diploma. This begins January 1st and says the California residents will have to accustom themselves to a number of new laws that will be implemented in the state. There are some of the laws that will likely have the most profound effect, and this is SB 172, where the high school seniors will receive their diploma whether or not they pass or even take an exit exam. And the law is also applies retroactively now to students who have graduated since 2004. So they don't have to go get their GED, I guess, if they graduated since 2004 and dropped out of high school or didn't pass. They can go ahead and get their diploma. Well, maybe not drop out. Maybe there is an exception. It doesn't say anything about dropping out. It just says you don't have to pass. I don't know about you, but we have seen so much in the last several years of absurdities in this nation. Where on earth are they leaving these students? They're not doing them a favor. They're doing them an injustice. And why on earth would they spend all this money on a public school system if education doesn't matter? You don't have to pass high school to receive a diploma in the state of California. The motto is Eureka. Well, I'm certain those students that aren't wanting to study, they're saying Eureka. It is a gold mine for them until life smacks them in the face and you realize there's a few things you need to know, like reading and writing and arithmetic and a little bit of history and maybe their constitution. We're going into a break. Do you have a New Year's resolution? 877-895-5410, or greeting or a Happy New Year to someone you care about. 877-895-5410 is the number to call on this New Year's Eve, and we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have a little poem I want to share with you before we get into the rest of it. You know, I have said it's a sign of age when you say the year goes faster and faster and time just keeps flying. And, you know, when you're a kid, say when you're a teenager and you think you're never going to become an adult, never going to get a chance to drive, da-da-da-da-da, it seems like time goes so slow. But once you reach adulthood and you have your own children, and then after, when the grandchildren start coming, it just seems like time absolutely flies. And this is just kind of a funny little poem. Now, I get these from a website, and their name is, the name of the poet is Joanne Fuchs. And I really appreciate, it's Joanna Fuchs. And I really appreciate their poetry. I do like poetry. So anyway, here it is. This one is called TikTok. I'm writing this in a state of shock, watching the clock, tick-tock, tick-tock, advancing, approaching relentlessly, a brand new year. Oh, can it be? The calendar says the same thing, too. Time races, vanishes for me, oh, boo-hoo. No, wait. If time flies, I'm having fun. A year of fun. It's gone. It's done. And I now embrace the blur of time because it simply means that I'm too busy with pleasure, joy, and delight to mourn the passing day's swift flight. So I'm wishing you fast, happy days, pleasuring you in myriad ways, filled with happiness and cheer. Oh, happy, happy, bright new year. And I do. I wish you a very, very happy new year, and may it bring all kinds of good things to you. And even when the bad hits, may you have the fortitude to withstand it. Now, in the state of California, we're going to look at some gun laws, some gun things that are going on, our Second Amendment. We have some good and we have some bad. So in California, you don't have to pass any tests to get your diploma from high school. If I was a kid, I'd just quit going. Why bother? But also beginning January 1st, police in the state of California may confiscate your firearms from gun owners who are thought to be dangerous to themselves or others without giving the owner any notice. This is a result of the implementation of gun violence restraining orders, GVRO, I'm sorry, which go in effect New Year's Day. So if somebody thinks you're of danger to yourself, all they have to do is tell a local policeman. You don't have to be informed, and that policeman can come and take your legal guns away from you. Now, they're not calling it confiscated. No, they wouldn't say that. Here's what they say. And this is coming, this is according to the KPCC, and that is a station there, I guess, in California. It said it would be issued without prior knowledge to the person, so there's no due process here. In other words, a judge could issue the order without ever hearing from the person in question, so you have no due process. You're not allowed to defend yourself. The law gives us a vehicle, it says, not calling it confiscation. The law gives us a vehicle to cause the person to surrender their weapons, to have a timeout, if you will. What do you bet when they surrender those weapons, they never get them back? A vehicle to cause the person to surrender. They don't want to use the word confiscate. That's kind of ugly. Vehicle, that's not so harsh. Well, this is just another step. It all began with the first compromise of your Second Amendment. So when your Second Amendment and gun control is complete and your Second Amendment is gone, not just in the state of California, but in every state, you will no longer be able to defend yourself from whatever danger might lurk for you, your family, or your neighborhood, your county, your state, our great nation. No longer will you have any means of defense. You will become just like the victims at the theaters, in the grade schools, where they have no guns allowed, because the bad guys will always have their guns. And the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Some states are not following such suit, so this is the good. That was the bad. This is the good. There are 8 states who have already passed laws allowing concealed weapons for students and faculty on college campuses. So when we had these last attacks, instead of it going the way of gun control, it woke a few people up and said, hey, we need to be able to defend ourselves. So when an attack happens, maybe you'll be the lucky one who has the concealed carry, or maybe you'll be the lucky one to stand by someone who has the concealed carry and able to defend from the bad guys. I don't know about you. I don't have kids in grade school anymore, and I grew up in a time where most of the kids had in this country, in the country here, not in the city when I was in the city so much, but down here in the country where they had, you know, their shotgun or their .22 rifle or whatever hanging in their pickup truck, and they drove that pickup truck to school and it sat on the parking lot Nobody ever got shot. What has changed? What has changed that we fear our Second Amendment so greatly? First of all, I want to add, without throwing out too much ugliness, there's only one reason for a governing, for government leaders to want to disarm their citizens. And it has nothing to do with your safety. You can see that. The handwriting's on the wall, so to speak. You can see that it has nothing to do with your safety. It has nothing to do with the safety of your children. Those places that have been attacked have already been considered gun-free. But the bad guy still got there. And then nobody could defend themselves from the bad guy. The bad guys will always have something. If they want to perpetrate terror, if they want to kill, if they want to make a name for themselves, they will always find a way. But the law-abiding citizen, who doesn't want to cause trouble or make waves, they become a helpless victim because you no longer have your Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is unique in the United States of America. It's not a bad thing, as we're being told, particularly from the Democratic Party. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. But there are bad people. And there always will be bad people. So there's 8 states, and I'm proud to say Missouri is one of them. Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Mississippi, Oregon, Utah, and Wisconsin have already, they already have either laws of or court rulings allowing the carrying of concealed weapons on some of the campuses. And if you'll remember, there are already some states, and Missouri is one of them, where they are allowing and training willing teachers in the public school system to conceal carry, to protect those children. The mass shootings that took place, this is the result of those, from the people, from we the people, not from the government. The government is telling us, President Obama's administration is telling us that we've got to have more gun control. But the people are saying, we need to be able to defend ourselves. And that is the difference. Without your Second Amendment, there is no defense. It is our duty to protect and defend our children. To protect and defend our children. We're going into a break. Do you have a New Year's resolution or a Happy New Year's wish that you want to scream out? This is probably the only talk show that really lets you do that. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. And I have some more absurdities from 2015 that are going to head right into 2016 for us. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And we will all be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Apparently, nobody has any New Year's resolutions, so I'm going to read you some, because I think it's funny. This is a bunch of old codgers. It's a cartoon. And it's got some New Year's resolutions here. And the one says, our New Year's resolutions are to not gripe about taxes. The other one says, and not whine about the weather. And the other one says, nor cuss about the price of gas. And the other one says, or fret about the job market. And the last one says, and to never take resolutions seriously. I don't think any of us keep our resolutions. Maybe you do. Maybe you're able to keep them. I'm the one who's not. Maybe I'm the exception to the rule or to the resolution rule. But very seldom do I stay with it very long. And but I do try. I do try. But it seems like things go so fast. You just run right in from one year to the next, and next thing you know, you've forgotten all about the resolution because you're too busy with life. Well, before I read this next article or share this next set of data with you, I want to remind you of George Washington's quote, "The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments." Most of what we're putting up with, most of the debating we're hearing, most of these things are unnecessary burdens. We shouldn't be having a Second Amendment argument or talk. It's a done deal, shall not be infringed. The economics of this land, where we are trillions of dollars in debt, should have never happened. It is a burden that has been laid upon us unnecessarily by our D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. You need to know that. You can blame the Obama administration if you want to. He does bear some burden or some guilt in it, but so do the presidents before him. But it is Congress who are the watch gatekeepers for you and for me. It is the House of Representatives that hold the purse. And by golly, they've turned her upside down and emptied her out, and then some. It's the bureaucracy, with all the rules and mandates and regulations, that just keep on and keep on going at us, that are unnecessary burdens laid upon the people. And I believe we have been patient long enough, and I believe maybe our 2016 resolution is to lose our patience with the elected officials. Lose your patience with the Democrat Party. Lose your patience with the Republican Party. Lose your patience with the Independent Party. Lose your patience and start standing up for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for your children, to provide and protect their liberties, their lives. It's our obligation. So perhaps that should be the resolution for all the patriots who are listening on CSC Talk Radio. Lose your patience with the government, with the elected, and with us, because we the people are supposed to be the government. It's time to wake up. So in this, as I quote George Washington, 2015 set a record of regulations. The Federal Register hit its all-time high. Are you ready for this? 81,611 pages of regulations against we the people. Unnecessary burdens laid upon the people. And it isn't enough. The Obama administration and the Democrat Party, who all those, even on the Republican Party, who believe in climate change, are going to perpetrate more rules and regulations upon us. Well, this is really short here. It says, and this is coming from, I don't remember where it came from, Washington Post, I do believe, I'm not sure. This year sets a new record for the number of pages in the Federal Register, according to the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Did you even know that list that was there? The Federal Register, which is the official journal for government regulations, contains 81,611 pages, with only one more day left before the new year. Well, we're just hours away. And in 2014, there were 77,687 pages. And in 2010, there were 81,405 pages. I'm not sure how they just keep gaining. Well, President Obama is accountable for 6 out of 7 yearly all-time high Federal Register page counts, according to the CEI, which is the Competitive Enterprise Institute. It says here that among these pages so far are at least 3,378 final rules and regulations. Of those final rules, 545 are recognized to have effects on small businesses. So, the burdens are not being lifted, but more burdens are being laid upon we the people of the United States of America. And it's time that we the people lost our patience. It's time we stopped thinking about emotions and feelings and start thinking about the rights and the liberty of the children yet to come. The children that we have, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, we have messed it up royally for them. But we can turn it around. Well, what is the cause? This guy's written a book. Everybody's written a book. And so he's talking about his book. And it happens to be another radio talk show host, which I don't like to necessarily give the competition credit, but I will. I don't have time to write a book. I don't know where these people do that. I've tried, I've started, but I just don't have time to get her done. Eric Matakis is his name, and he's written a book, and he was interviewed by the Daily Signal. But he says, and this is not unlike our founding fathers, that religious freedom is the core of America's freedoms. And I think most of you know that. Now, I have some listeners that will argue with me about that, but they're going to have to back up the truck. It doesn't matter whether you consider yourself religious or a Christian, but those basic laws, those basic rules are what give you religious freedom to make those choices and liberty. Our founding fathers recognized that. Even those who were not religious recognized that. He says, we discussed the role of undercover filmmaker David DeLeiden, and they have a video of this on the videos of Planned Parenthood. They have reshaped the abortion debate. When we take God away, which is what our government is trying to do, the leaders, the elected, not you and me, when you remove government, when you remove God, there are no longer any morals. When you have no morals, there is no longer any true love for life. When there is no love or respect for life, there is no liberty. When you remove God, when you remove morals, when there is no respect for life, you no longer have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, prosperity, or property. We're going into a break. Your calls have been welcome. 877-895-5410. I have some more absurdities that are pretty sad and hope I can wake up some of our brothers and sisters here in America. 877-895-5410. And we will be back for the last time in 2015.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This is the final show, final segment of today, and the final show of 2015. We will have a special show for you tomorrow. And this topic is very difficult for me. And I know I've got off on this before, and that is abortion. Abortion is the murder of an unborn human being. Planned Parenthood was founded by Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger believed in ethnic cleansing. Why does Hillary say she admires Margaret Sanger? They plotted and they planned to make a better race, a purer people. So those who were crippled, those who were of the wrong race, the wrong color, those who weren't quite smart enough, she didn't think they deserved to live. The truth is, it is genocide, and they've made you believe it's a choice. In New York City, there are more black babies aborted than born alive. Now stop and think about that. As we have seen the riots and the protests this year on the campuses, crying out for safe spaces, and I challenge you, to stop thinking about your own feelings and start thinking about the future. Start protecting your children. They are not worthless. They are not worthless pieces of tissue to be cast aside. And it is an abomination to think that the only value they have is to sell that tissue. Margaret Sanger was an evil woman. She was a white supremacist. And she was an evil, uncaring, unloving, uncompassionate person. And Hillary Clinton admires her. Hillary Clinton announced that she's going to be a grandparent again. Why does that child of hers have value and yours does not? They claim it's for women's equality. A Women's Equality Act. It's such a lie. Why do we buy into these lies? Are we so selfish and so self-absorbed that we cannot see the reality? Women are being lied to. God and morals have been taken away. Therefore, we no longer respect the life that's even within our own body. It doesn't matter. Planned Parenthood and a coalition of other pro-abortion groups, they've joined Governor Cuomo in his quest to enact the Reproductive Health Act. Because you see, 100,000 abortions a year is not enough. It's not enough bloodshed. It's not enough genocide or murder. They have to have a Reproductive Health Act. Abortion is not a contraceptive. Abortion is not health care. Abortion is the taking of a life. And it is targeting the poor. It is targeting our black brothers and sisters. It is targeting those who are scared of raising a child that may be less than perfect. Preying on their emotions, their desperate feelings. Will 2016 be at all any better for life, for the unborn? Where did it stop? Should we put down our elderly because they can no longer take care of themselves? They have Alzheimer's. They can't think for themselves. When does it stop? Our veterans, they're crippled. We shouldn't have to. We can't afford to take care of them. When does it stop? When do we put God back in and stand for what is right and what is righteous? Things will fall into place. Somebody said, well, what about these children? They're not wanted. It's a heart problem. It truly is a heart problem. Well, there will be at least eight abortion fights in 2016 that we need to be taking note of. And one is the Unborn Infants Dignity Act. The other is a Born Alive Infant Protection Act, Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, and a Missouri Preamble. And we had Ike Skelton and Mike Moon, Representative Mike Moon, on here recently talking about that. They're going to do what they can to stop it here in the state of Missouri. Prenatal Non-Discrimination Act, a Women's Health Defense Act, because it is about the women's health. But abortion is not health care. Prenatal Hospice Information Act, Unborn Wrongful Death Act. We're looking into all of those. That's eight in 2016. To make life important again here in America. They complain about us not wanting refugees, not bringing in a Trojan horse, and yet we're slaughtering and murdering and genociding our own. 2016. Will it be a year for life, liberty,
and the pursuit of happiness? Will it be the year that you lose your patience and you start standing up as the government, which is who you are, we the people? Pieces of time. New Year's comes and New Year's go. Pieces of time all in a row. As we live our life, each second and minute, we know we're privileged to have you in it. Our appreciation never ends for our greatest blessings, our family, and our friends. And to that, I bid all of you a happy new year. Lose your patience. Let's stand together, all colors, all races, all kinds of people here in the United States of America, and bring America home.
Our small family-run business to you. We offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.